This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus, and I pray all is well. And I've been talking to you about spiritual warfare, and I want to continue along that line, because if you've ever fought for your relationship with God, if you've ever fought for a move of God for our nation, and then just fought for our nation in general, now's the time to fight. God is drawing people together in corporate prayer to fight for this nation. Pastors need to be drawing people together. And I've had people ask me, Brother Metter, you're talking about prayer. Well, my wife and I are going to prayer of an evening between 7 and 8 o'clock or 8 and 9. I forget what I posted, but I believe it's between 8 and 9 that I posted that gives people time to get in, get settled down. And it's between 8 and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time that we are trying to get everything situated and go to prayer. And I can't give you a specific time because we're keeping grandkids, and sometimes you can't get them on your schedule to the exact minute. So just know between 8 and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every evening, my wife and I, somewhere in that time frame, we're going to go to prayer. And we're going to seek the Lord about what's happening in our nation and to put this spirit of hatred and division down that's trying to destroy our nation. This is not something God has stepped back and let the devil do necessarily. This is the devil has found weakness in our armor. He's found that spirit of division and hatred, and he's magnifying it, and he's slipping in. And it's time to stand and turn this thing. And so as I read this scripture here in Psalms 46, I'm going to start with verse 8. And he says, come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. So, I don't care what's happening. It says God's put all kind of desolation in the earth. He makes wars to cease. He breaks the bow. He breaks the spear. But what God said to do is be still. Doesn't matter the adversity. Doesn't matter everything that's going on around you. Doesn't matter all of the situations and upsetnesses that are happening. You've got to know that God is God, and you've got to believe that the Lord of hosts is with us. I believe God is with us, and I believe he wants to teach us to fight, teach us how to do warfare, and to tear these forces down that are coming against us. You know, so many people, they want to just jump and run. And I saw it in the pandemic. I saw it when the virus hit and everybody was crying out. 2 Chronicles 7:14, and that's good. But later on in that pandemic, just a few weeks into it, God brought the word of the Lord, and he tried to bring people together in a unity of the Spirit. He tried to get people to pray for the mind of the Spirit and to come together to seek God for the faith that was once delivered to the saints to be destroyed, be restored. And there was people just going crazy. They didn't have a strategy. They didn't have a plan. You have got to learn to step back and let the Spirit of God in you assess your situation. If you don't know, and it's not revealed to you by the Spirit of God who your enemy is, then you will never know how to fight. You will never learn how to assess your enemy, assess his strength and his weaknesses, and learn to do battle with him. And that's why the Lord said, be still. Be still and know that I am God. Don't worry about the enemies. Don't worry about the desolation in the earth. Just know one thing, the Lord of hosts is with you. And I believe the Lord of hosts is with us today. And I believe God is moving, and I believe this is going to put people on their knees seeking the face of God for a visitation of the Holy Ghost to come to the earth. And I'm telling you, children, God's in control. And if we don't get this right and we don't start coming together and seek the face of the Lord and let God teach us how to be laborers together, bring us together in a unity of the Spirit, bring us together in one mind for one accord, one heart, one spirit, speaking the same thing, and fighting together. God's going to keep allowing these things to crop up. I believe he's going to keep allowing these things to crop up, and we're going to keep facing adversity until we learn to labor together. We learn to seek God's face together. We learn to come into the unity of the Spirit, that we can fight for the unity of the faith. There's only one faith. I don't care who you are. I don't care how anointed you are. I don't care what gifts of God are in your life. There's only one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one Father of all, one God who is through us all and in us all. And it's the faith spoken of in Ephesians 4 and 3. There's one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Jesus came and preached one faith. He preached the doctrine of Christ. It's in the third epistle of John, and we've got to get back to that, stick to it, fight for it, and we've got to let God bring us to that place that we can stand still and know that he's in control. You can't live in fear. You can't live in panic. You can't live in anxiety. You can't live in upsetness and doubt. And still, there's people scared to death. This pandemic scared them to death. I'm talking about people supposed to walk with God and believe in God. They're scared to death. They've lived in fear for weeks, and now these riots have started. They're still in fear. They're still in confusion. They don't know where to go, what to do. They don't know how to pray, how to focus in prayer. And I blame that on leadership. The right leadership will teach you how to pray. It will teach you how to seek God. It will teach you how to focus in prayer. It will teach you how to assess a battle. It will teach you how to look at a situation, get a battle plan, get a strategy, get a plan for war, and then it will teach you how to put it in action, and it will teach you how to come under leadership and be still and know that he's God. I thank you for listening. I pray this word is getting down in your spirit, and God bless you until our next session.